Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, I'm just curious, works like this. It can be an office. It could be something happening at the QT you see. It could be somebody standing on a bus corner every single morning that you're just curious about. In fact, we sort of did this with you years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a woman I used to see at the MARTA stop every day on my way to work. And I had sort of just always looked for her every day. And it was like, I almost felt like I should wave, because we were on the same schedule and I saw her every day and I was just curious about what her life was. But I did kind of sort of make up her story in the back of my head. And then we stopped and we talked to her one day and found out she was a cook at a restaurant, did the breakfast shift, and found out a lot about her life. It was pretty cool.
It's a great example, because it's really none of your business.
No, it doesn't. I mean, yeah, she didn't have to tell me what her life was like. She just happened to be on the same schedule as me.
But you were just curious.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually, you know, we went and we talked to the woman and we got her whole real life story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're curious about something, email us about it. We'll get back in touch with you and we'll try to get some answers for you.
Yeah, we've got no shame.
None.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we'll be nosy.
This is happening in Aaron's neighborhood. Hey, Aaron, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Good, thanks.
What's going on?
Well, I guess mine's kind of similar to the chef at the bus stop, but I guess I'm a little more, it's a little more juicy, maybe. I don't know. And I'm kind of nosy, so.
I think what we're going to find out in most of these cases is the story in your head is way more dramatic than what's happening in real life.
Right.
You know?
Definitely.
Maybe. This one's kind of interesting, though.
Okay.
It's, well, my neighbor, I live in a community, and there are a lot of stay-at-home moms and like me, and there's one particular house, and she receives this visitor, like, 2 or 3 times a week, and it's always at the exact same time, and it's not her husband.
So it's another male.
Correct.
Okay.
It's the same guy.
Same time, like, car pulls in 12:30, leaves at like 1:30 or something, or like 1:20, actually. I've timed it, actually, a couple times.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're one of these neighbors.
Uh-huh.
All right, so once again, it's what days that this is happening and what times?
It happens about, I think, about 2 or 3 times a week at like exactly the same time. It's like 12:30, car pulls in, guy with a business suit gets out, goes into the house and leaves, like, you know, give or take a few minutes, around 1:20. And I'm just like, who is this guy? And like, is she having an affair? And it's weird because it's like, I don't know. It's like sometimes I swear he's there when she's not there, because I've seen her, like, taking her twins for a walk, and then he'll come when she's gone.
Huh. And has a key to the house? Or does he just sit out in his car?
No. Like, goes in.
Well, when she's gone, he has access to the house.
So regardless of whether or not she's there, he pulls up, goes in the house for an hour, and then leaves.
And this is like, sometimes, like I said, sometimes she's gone, right?
Weird.
It is weird.
And then I've also seen her, like, get in the car and leave. And he still comes. It's just like, it's weird. Like, something.
So it.
I'm wondering if he has like his own set of keys or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's an affair, why is he there when she's not?
Unless she doesn't know that he's there.
Or he's just coming to eat lunch there every day. You know what I mean?
Or he could be like
maybe
a nanny.
She makes a really good grilled cheese.
It's like a manny, or like comes for that hour so she can get errands done and stuff done.
In but a suit?
Well, you know, maybe he's professional.
My calendar, like I start, and this is like a big thing for me because I guess I'm bored.
You're nosy. You're bored.
Yeah.
Sure you are.
We get it.
But I keep track of my calendar and.
Oh, like, my God.
Wow. I know, it's hilarious.
Wait a second. On your calendar, you know when this dude is coming over?
I am so pathetic.
And then what do? You like just like peer through the window until he gets there?
Do you mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like clockwork. When he shows up, you feel like some like a sense of excitement. He's here.
So, it is. I kind of like, you know, like what you said about like you kind of waited for to see the woman at the bus stop, the chef.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like if my guy doesn't show up, I'm like, oh my god, are they in a fight?
Oh my god.
So is it? Do you when you say you keep track of it on your calendar? Like, do you know? Like you say, he comes two or three times a week. Is it like every other day, like clockwork, or do you mean that when you see him, then you make a notation on your calendar as so you can look back in time and go, oh yeah, look at that. Oh, he came four times that week.
The patterns of behavior.
Yeah. Like, are you?
When I see him, I put it in, and there's no real like rhyme or reason to his.
So you're documenting his visits.
How many neighbors are you, like, I wonder how many calendars do you have? Or do you have different ink, you know, red for her and her affair, and then blue for the neighbor next door?
I think it's great.
Wait, how many do you have?
Six.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
So you're obviously pretty well off and live in a very wealthy neighborhood. I mean, if you're home all day with nothing to do, I'm assuming, you know, you're not really 9 to 5 in it, right?
I'm not 9 to 5 in it, but I have kids. It's a big job.
Of course. No, of course. But I'm just saying, like, you guys, I mean, if you got enough time to keep a calendar, like, you're in a very wealthy neighborhood. So I ask that because I'm thinking this could be somebody that is employed by the family, if it's somebody that has their own key. I mean,
there's a lot. Well, I guess
there's a lot of people that could be in and out of a house that is a big, huge house, right?
Then let's make a list of the occupations of the people who would come to your house,
okay,
2 to 3 times a week,
right?
Not on any set schedule, wearing a suit. What type of car is it?
A black Lexus. It's like an SUV.
In a black Lexus SUV, wearing a business suit, comes to the house 2 to 3 times a week.
Trainer.
Bodyguard.
A trainer
in his suit.
The only innocent thing I can think of is a relative coming for lunch.
That's what Alicia thinks here. Also, hey Alicia, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hi, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe it was her brother or something coming over.
Showing up every couple of days at the same time.
Because if he has the key when she's not there and still comes in, then
he'll show up at the same
over every day.
Yeah. I mean, that, if it's innocent, you know, the only logical
innocent
thing I can think about would be a relative.
There's a no-no place that her husband doesn't go near, and this guy does. And so that's what she signed up for.
Are you the only neighbor in the neighborhood that knows about this, or do you gossip with the other women also, and you all are curious?
There's one other woman that I've told this to, so she kind of knows my little
obsession.
Yeah.
How many houses away from your house is this approximately? Like, if you had to employ...
It's gotta be close.
If you had to employ, like, binoculars or the zoom on a camera or anything?
There's, like, within my range, there are three that I can see. This is kind of like the third one away.
Within my range, you watch all three.
I know.
It's like within my scope.
It's like she's deer hunting, right?
Yeah.
She covers them, so she puts
in
camouflage on and covers herself in deer urine and crawls into the door.
Hey, good morning, Amy. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
He could be a realtor. If they're getting ready to put their house on the market, maybe, I don't know how long he's been coming, but for like a couple months before they get ready to put their house on the market, he could be coming by to see what improvements they've made and give recommendations of more stuff that needs to be done, especially if they have kids. They probably have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's giving recommendations. Wear the pink thing.
Oh.
That's a recommendation he's giving.
She could be innocent.
Yeah, let's try it in the pool.
Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on Q100 High.
Hey, I was wondering if it could possibly be some kind of therapist for the kids, like maybe a speech therapist or something like that.
Yeah, that's probably a big piece to the puzzle here. Aaron, are the kids at the house when this guy comes over, or is
Not
she there alone?
Always, because she has taken them out and he comes.
Maybe it's a speech therapist for the spirits that live in the home. So even when she and the kids are gone, he's teach. Because, you know, we've heard the ghost hunters, and you can't really understand the spirits.
So let me get this straight. So there are some days that he comes over to the house and the kids are not there, and there are other days where she takes the kids out of the house and he still comes into the house.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen her.
You just asked the question, same question twice.
No, there are some days that, like, she's there, but the kids are at school or whatever. And there are other days where she'll physically take the kids and be gone with them.
Right, and there's some days that the kids are there, right?
I'm pretty sure.
She's not certain. Okay.
I'm not sure. I mean, what I'm saying is I have seen her taking the twins, like, for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes. So nobody's there.
Okay. Here's Katie. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser also. Hey, Katie.
Hey, she has to live in my neighborhood. And my neighbor, her brother comes over periodically for lunch and stuff like that. She has to. There's no other place that could have as much nosy neighbors as my neighborhood.
Oh, yes, there are.
What a bang.
I guarantee there are. It could be a brother. Okay, so here's what we'll have to do today. Is we'll get as much information as we can from you. And look, if she is having an affair, she's certainly not going to tell us.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not exactly sure how we can really get to the bottom of it, you know?
But if it is her brother or it is somebody that works for the family or, she would tell us that and then we've got your answer.
Maybe so. Maybe so. So we'll work on it for the next 24 hours and let's check back with you tomorrow and we'll see if we have some answers for you. All right, Aaron?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. There's always one neighbor in there.
Marking her calendar.
Several. Lots of
neighbors. I get it. I totally get it.
You get it.
She's also the one reporting you to the Homeowners Association for having purple violets instead of pink ones.
I don't think so.
She's marking her calendar. Like, I could see you making a mental note and being curious about somebody that shows up to the neighborhood every day, but taking out your calendar and marking it down on the days the dude shows up is a little weird.
I get it, because here's my thinking. She obviously has kids, right? Maybe it's nap time right after lunch, right? She said 12:30, right? So kids eat lunch, lie down for their nap, and she's sitting in the kitchen or whatever room that looks into this driveway. It would drive me nuts. It would drive me crazy knowing that, and I would. I would start going, all right, let me see if I can start putting some patterns together. I might even write down the color of his suit.
The Burt Show.